home. Been having a long couple of days, but I'm off for the process, and you know, just it's been fun and exciting so far. Oh yeah, it's like all of it. It's like basically staying up all night, you know, meeting with teams, and from yesterday with all the testing we had, it's just been pretty hectic so far. When I finally, you know, get on the field and do what, be able to do what I need to do, I want to show them that I'm a game changer and, you know, just do the things that I need to do, out there on the field, catching the ball and doing the drills clean and, you know, getting the job done. Really just be honest with them and, you know, don't sugarcoat nothing. You know, I'm, pretty much that's the most important thing that I want to do and, you know, let them get to know who I am.
Cincinnati wide receiver Chris Moore, table 3.
No, I won't be doing any drills here. I'm just going to be lifting, just doing a 225 test, and that's about it. Yeah, that's when medically I'm supposed to be cleared by my pro day, and after that, I think our pro day is March 23rd or the 24th. It was back in November, towards the middle of November. Oh. I have heard it a couple times, and, you know, it's just from teammates may say something about me playing, having similar styles as them. I mean, it's something to be good, you know, just to be, you know, put in that as him, you know, as a good player he is in the NFL and the good things that he did in the league so far. Just the way I run the ball and, you know, being a receiver out the backfield. You know, Arian has a lot of history with him catching the ball out the backfield. So I guess a lot of people seem that I got a lot of similarity in that. I try to when I get the chance, you know, I just try to see how I can emulate some more stuff off of him and, you know, just put it into my game. So I try to when I get a chance. Yeah, I like watching Marshawn Lynch and Adrian Peterson. No, I don't think so at all. It's just all coming from a plan standpoint at this part. You know, like you said, I had a lot of carries in college and probably was one of the most used running backs in college. But, you know, I don't think it's any concern at all. You know, I'm very durable. This was my only first injury that I ever had playing football ever. So, you know, just overcoming that and getting back healthy to show these teams what I got. They're getting a good player, you know, a good team player, and you know, whatever I need to do to help the team win or organization win, I'm all for it. You said how? You know, right when I got done with, you know. Well, when I got hurt, pretty much after I started doing rehab and everything, it just the focus had to turn. And, you know, me starting to get my body back in shape and, you know, lifting heavy and getting my body right for the next level. You know, I'm going to be taking on a lot of hits. So, you know, right now I haven't been doing any running or anything. So, you know, just the weight just packed on pretty quick. But, you know, once I start running, it is, you know, shred down. So I'll be ready. Well, back in November, I got my repair done on my meniscus. So, you know, probably just 2 weeks ago, I had to go back in and get a trim on my meniscus just because from the repair, it wasn't healing how it was supposed to. And, you know, now since I got the trim done, it's been feeling great. And, you know, just now back to me getting back to rehab and getting my knee back stronger. I think I don't know. I think somebody said they weighed me in at 5'10". I mean, they had my height at 5'10", and then someone else said my height was at 5'11", but I weighed in at 219, I think. I haven't yet. They still are important, you know, just because we get to go out there and, you know, just pretty much just to show everyone that we could still, you know, run the ball and be successful for a team. And just me personally, the type of running back that I am going out there to receive and catch the ball, it brings a different dynamic out there on the field. And I could be another receiver just playing in the backfield. Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, coming out of high school, right after I graduated, I signed with Washington State. And pretty much I didn't even go up there because I didn't pass the SAT test in time. So about a month later, passed the SAT test, signed with Fresno State. And when I signed with Fresno State, it was about in the fall, the spring of 2011. So from the spring of 2011 to the summer of 2011, Fresno State had all my paperwork to turn into the clearinghouse. And when they finally turned in my paperwork, the clearinghouse marked me as a non-qualifier. And pretty much it was just really because of Fresno turned it in past the deadline. They needed it. And basically, once that happened, went the junior college route, did my 2 years there, got my AA degree before I went back to, you know, any other D1 school, and, you know, went to Utah, got my degree there this past fall, and everything's been pretty good so far. Thank you.